Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. On this week's show, what is a skin lesion, and what's the level of concern about lesions and skin cancer? There's more to the topic than you might think. Also in the cancer realm, has someone in your life completed treatment and asked, now what? We have a roadmap for their physical and mental health. Plus, how often can I give my kid a soda? We explore healthy hydration in youngsters. And finally, learn about a new way OSF is making sure moms and babies stay on the right track in the first few days. It's more than moles. Doctors want you to know the types of skin lesions and what to do if you see a suspicious one. Dr. Raman Kumar is a colorectal and general surgeon at OSF.
A skin lesion is any type of abnormal growth that can happen anywhere in the body. So if it does not look like normal skin, it's considered a growth.
So all these are lesions: moles, blisters, bumps, acne, boils, peeling skin from a sunburn, rashes, poison ivy or other skin reactions like that, also warts, skin tags, and bug bites. Freckles and birthmarks are also lesions, but they're not cause for concern. For some lesions, we know why they crop up. Acne is due to bacteria, for example. Medications, diet, and conditions like diabetes can also play a role. But if you have an unexpected lesion, a healthcare provider should look at it. They might take a sample to the lab for analysis. And if it's a problem, like cancer, a provider will remove the lesion.
Let's say it's on your arm, we clean up your arm. We inject some lidocaine in there, which is a numbing agent. And then with a knife or a punch biopsy, I'm able to cut it all out. And then depending on how deep it is and the size of the lesion, we can either glue it together or we can put stitches in there.
Prevention of these problematic lesions includes limit UV rays from the sun or a tanning bed, wear bug spray outdoors when appropriate, don't smoke, find the right skincare product, and wash your skin regularly.
Don't overclean, because if you overclean, then you scratch your skin, which allows bacteria and other items to go into your skin and cause infections.
You should also remember the ABCDEs of suspicious lesions. If it's asymmetric, has an odd border, an odd color, a diameter greater than a pencil eraser, or is evolving, get it checked out. Well, when you think of cancer, you think the toughest parts might be the diagnosis and treatment. But life after cancer can be just as tough. Nicole Wagner is an oncology nurse navigator at OSF. She says you can still find a cancer support group even if your cancer has gone away.
Maybe there's things we hold back from our family because we don't want them to worry. And this is a safe place to share and be able to talk to someone who knows exactly how you're feeling.
It's also natural to fear that your cancer will come back.
I think one important thing to do is to focus on the things you can control. Cancer takes control of things that you wish it hadn't. And I think focusing on the things you can control, like getting your rest, being with loved ones, friends, family, singing, whatever brings you joy, being in nature, those are things we can control.
Wagner also says staying busy helps. It keeps your mind off the bad stuff. Exercise and find new hobbies. But never be afraid to talk to your doctor, a friend, or a family member if you have a concern. We remind you that here in Vermilion County, OSF offers cancer care at Hegeler Cancer Center on the OSF Sacred Heart Hospital campus in Danville. Call the Cancer Center at 217-431-4290. 217-431-4290. It's no surprise that kids like sugary drinks, but it's also no surprise that experts urge parents to limit those beverages. OSF pediatrician Dr. Mohammed Saud says drinks with caffeine and sugar can cause high blood pressure, heart palpitations, anxiety, depression, and interrupted sleep. All that can affect performance at school. Sugar can also impact your child's health, contributing to type 2 diabetes, obesity, and even cancer. Experts like Dr. Saud say water and cow's milk are better choices for kids. Or if there's a dairy allergy, soy milk is an alternative. In general, he says cow's milk contains high-quality protein, essential amino acids, and plenty of vitamin D, calcium, phosphorus, and iodine. Those are important for bone growth and brain development. For water, here are the numbers to remember. For 5 to 8 year olds, get 40 fluid ounces a day. For 9 to 13 year olds, 61 fluid ounces. And for 14 to 18 year olds, 88 fluid ounces. Now, Dr. Saud, it does say something like a smoothie or fruit punch is okay every once in a while.
And always I encourage patients to read labels with their kids and teach them how to read labels. And any drink that has high sugar, this is sometimes drink. This is not everyday drink. And also, I tell parents to be the role model for their kids. So when they are picking water over soda, often kids mimic that behavior.
Before, during, and after childbirth, providers are monitoring a lot. The child's heartbeat, the mom's blood pressure, and more. OSF has rolled out an added layer of protection using artificial intelligence. It provides 24/7 remote monitoring to go hand in hand with bedside care. When the system alerts, a nurse or doctor can step in. There's no new equipment or cost to the patient, and this is available at all OSF hospitals with birthing centers, including OSF Sacred Heart in Danville. That's healthcare news that you can use. For a podcast of this program, visit WITYradio.com. And for more on OSF healthcare, visit OSFhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.